RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome to English Bulletin program of a Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesia Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today, listener. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headline. Indonesia and Maldives boast bilateral cooperation in the field of tourism and fishery. Police chief reports to president on preparation of homecoming and return. Transportation safety for Indonesian homecoming travelers is a must. And now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi held a bilateral meeting with the Maldivian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Muhammad Asim, on Wednesday, June 21, 2017, at the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Jakarta. Minister Retno Marsudi, after a bilateral meeting to the media, said the cooperation of tourism sector and the protection of Indonesian citizens became the focus of the two foreign ministers' discussion. Indonesia and Maldives agreed to increase trade cooperation by intensifying contacts between business actors of both countries. Indonesia and Maldives are the archipelagic countries, so the issue of climate change also becomes a topic of discussion. Both countries also committed to work together to combat climate change.
Maldives sangat terkenal dengan pariwisatanya dan Indonesia juga memiliki potensi yang sangat besar.
Maldives is very famous with its tourism, while Indonesia also has quite big tourism potential. We agree to increase cooperation in the field of tourism, including sharing experience for promotion. In the context of tourism, there are 1,400 Indonesian citizens in Maldives who mostly work at the tourism sector. Minister Retno further explained that the two foreign ministers also discussed the improvement of cooperation in the field of fisheries and maritime. After visiting the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Maldives foreign minister will meet with Minister of Marine Affairs and Fisheries. Susi Pujiastuti, Minister Retno Marsudi explained the two countries will also increase cooperation in the field of technical cooperation. Indonesia has provided training in disaster management, fisheries, democracy, good governance and television. The two foreign ministers also discussed about Maldives' efforts to build connectivity and Indonesia over its product in an effort to provide transportation modes in Maldives. Therefore, Maldives Foreign Minister will also visit PT DI. According to Minister Retno Marsudi, there is a positive trend in the trade value of both countries from year to year. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, accompanied by Vice President Muhammad Yusuf Kalla, attended the iftar with the family of the Indonesian National Police at the Police College in Jakarta on Tuesday. In his report, Police Chief General Tito Karnavian conveyed the police readiness to secure homecoming and return season of Idul Fitri. In his report, the police chief said the police is cooperating with various parties in the effort to overcome the problem of congestion and to prevent any casualty of mudik travelers in the homecoming season. The police chief is optimistic that the Brebes exit case of last year that took a lot of casualties among travelers will not happen again. The preventive effort, according to Tito, is expected to ease political tension and security so that the government can focus on national development, on economic development.
Arus mudik dan arus balik.
For homecoming and return season, we cooperate with related stakeholders, so we hope that homecoming season of this year will not be like last year, and we are optimistic that the Brebes exit accident will not happen again. Therefore, we expected that every action taken in this Ramadan month can reduce politic and security tensions. We also hope that we could maintain them so that Mr. President will be more focused to economic development.
Police Chief Tito Karnavian further stated that besides preventive action, he has prepared security for homecoming to prevent terrorism. He reported that his institution has detained 38 terrorist suspects along with bomb which was ready to be used for attack. Besides, he has prepared security to prevent any conventional crime such as thuggery that often occurs when homecoming season. Security is done by cleaning several mass concentration points, including terminals, ports, airports and railway station. Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur keeps disseminating information on transportation safety through the Working Unit for the Protection of Indonesian Citizens in Malaysia. For Transportation Safety Socialization, Homecoming Monitoring Team 2017 of Indonesian Embassy in Malaysia has arrived at Hutan Melintang International Cross Ferry Terminal to check the readiness and safety of the ferries, the captains and crews, as well as to have dialogue with Indonesian passengers at the location. Transportation Attaché of Indonesian Embassy in Malaysia, M. Abdu or Muhammad Abdu, said to RRI in Kampung Hutan Melintang of the state of Perak that motor vessel Berkas Mulia 9 was ready to sail. All communication devices, navigation machine and other safety tools such as life jacket as well as supporting tools were available and function well.
Secara umum kalau random sampling seperti ini kita inspeksi.
Generally by random sampling we inspect starting from fire extinguishers, the life jacket, lifeboat. We also inspect emergency position indicating radio beacon, a device to reflect signal to satellite. So if the vessel was sunken, then it will detect the location.
Akan dideteksi oleh satelit posisinya sehingga lebih mudah dalam pencarian.
A total of 131 passengers are registered leaving for the port of Tanjung Balai in Asahan, North Sumatra. From information collected by RRI, from the beginning of fasting month to 5 days before Idul Fitri, more than 1,000 passengers were recorded departed from Malaysia to Indonesia through the Hutan Melintang International Ferry Port. The discourse of a 5-day school or full-day school system makes pros and cons in society. Regarding this issue, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, after attending a limited cabinet meeting on Tuesday at the Presidential Office, Jakarta, said the President has received a report from the Minister of Education and Culture regarding the 5-day school. According to Pramono Anung, the President has asked the Minister of Education and Culture to re-examine the plan. Although if the policy to be implemented, it will be strengthened by presidential regulation.
Ketika permen ini keluar dan kemudian menimbulkan berbagai pro dan kontra karena
the minister regulation creates pros and cons because lots of regions are not ready for this policy. The president directly ordered to the related minister to reevaluate and if it is necessary to be implemented and it has lots of benefit for all students, then it will be managed in a stronger regulation.
Pramono Anung said that it will also make clearer some misleading information in society regarding to the implementation of full-day school policy. According to him, the policy was not cancelled, but the government will make stronger regulation than minister regulation. Pramono Anung expressed hope that the policy would be re-examined more deeply so there would be no pros and cons anymore. This news coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia exports a number of key commodities to Egypt. These products include crude palm oil and its derivatives, coffee, paper for book printing, tires and rubber. Trading attaché of Indonesian Embassy in Cairo, Burman Rahman, to RRI in Cairo, recently said that until March 2017, Indonesian export to Egypt for tire and rubber commodities ranks 5th out of 10 commodities exported Indonesia to Egypt. According to Burman, although the export value is quite large, the export process is still done through a third party. If the future, it is expected that export of tires and rubber can has done directly.
New pneumatic tires atau rubber.
Then new pneumatic tires or rubber. So there are tires and rubber from Indonesia. They go to Italy first, then to Egypt. We expected that rubber companies in Indonesia can contact the trading attaché in Cairo to be directly linked to tire companies in Egypt.
Burman Rahman further said that export made directly by Indonesian rubber companies to Egypt would certainly cut costs of fees incurred by tire companies in Egypt. In addition, an increase in rubber export to Egypt will boost trade values between the two countries, targeted to reach more than $1.5 billion. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry will participate at the trilateral meeting with Malaysia and Philippines following the conflict in Marawi. The Police, Military and Counterterrorism Agency of each country will also be invited to the event held on June 22 in Manila. The three countries will exchange intelligence information on terrorism network. Among others, Indonesian Foreign Ministry of official Lalu Muhammad Iqbal at a press conference Tuesday, June 20, that Indonesian has to sit together to compare routes. According to him, the event will also reduce the unconfirmed information like what happened either when the Philippines government informed that an Indonesian national died or involved with a certain terrorism group in Marawi. The data exchange is aimed at supporting the problem of terrorism in the three Southeast Asian countries. Meanwhile, Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesman Armananta Nasir confirmed that the territorial meeting, which will be attended by Minister Radio Marsudi, will discuss the post-security measure after the Marawi crisis. The purpose is to discuss the situation in Marawi, South Philippines, and the impact to Indonesian region. The trilateral meeting was initiated by Minister Retno since 2 weeks ago. And the last item, Indonesian state-owned toll road operator PT Jasa Marga reports that 434,000 vehicles have left Jakarta via Cengkareng Utama toll entrance for 8 holidays. The figure was calculated from June 15 to 19. Assistant Vice President of Corporate Communication PT Jasa Marga, Dwi Mawan Heru, said on Tuesday, June 20, that the number of vehicles leaving Jakarta has increased since last Thursday, June 15. According to Dwi Mawan, some 80,000 vehicles left Jakarta on Thursday, a 4.35% increase compared to normal days. A significant hike took place on June 19 as the number of vehicles jumped by 100,000 or 30.11%. To find out about traffic on toll roads, PT Jasa Marga provides real-time information services that can be accessed on various platforms. Moreover, travelers can also use a mobile application called GM Care and access Jasa Marga CCTV via mobile phones. Dwi Mawan hope toll road users can use the information channels. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Indonesia and Maldives boast bilateral cooperation in the field of tourism and fishery. Police chief reports to president on preparation of homecoming and return. Transportation safety for Indonesian homecoming travelers is a must. And that was our news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semar. Your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with commentary entitled Suriah Has Yet to Reach Peace. The conflict in Syria has not subsided, let alone reached the cessation of attack from the fighting parties in the country. The latest incident that prolonged the issue was the shooting down of a Syrian Su-22 fighter by the United States. The plane, according to the United States, attacked Syrian Democratic Army troops in action in the city of Raqqa. The Syrian side strongly denied the allegation by saying the plane was shot in a mission to eradicate ISIS. Russia, which backs the regime of Bashar al-Assad, through its defense ministry official statement expressed concerns about the shootings and threatened to target U.S. combat aircraft. In addition, Russia will also cut off all communications with the U.S. and will not use existing lines of communication before the shootings of Syrian aircraft. Yet the two countries had previously agreed to prevent clashes in Syria. This incident clearly makes the future of peace in Syria increasingly unclear. Russia had given hope through the Defense Ministry report last Friday, June 16, which has been confirmed by the military, that ISIS Supreme Leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been confirmed dead.
the United States has not confirmed the report, while a human rights analyst in Syria dubbed the report. Baghdadi was rumored in another regions of Syria when the attack occurred late May. Hopefully, the conflicts in Syria and Iraq do not drag on as they are today. The interventions of the United States and Russia should make the conflict subside rather than the opposite. Without realizing, these conflicts have even confronted them directly in the opposite front. Indeed, the presence of the two big countries are supposed to overcome the ISIS, blame as the culprit in the conflicts in Syria and Iraq, and not to make them worse and more widespread. Listener, that was commentary for today. I'm Dee Nugraha. Thank you for listening.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, here is Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from the past as recorded in history. We begin with an event which occurred on June 21, 1961, birthday of Joko Widodo. Joko Widodo was born in Surakarta, Central Java, on June 21, 1961. Joko Widodo is the seventh Indonesian president who took office since October 20, 2014. Joko Widodo has served as governor of Jakarta from October 15, 2012 to October 16, 2014. His political career began to serve as a mayor of Surakarta from July 28, 2005 to October 1, 2012. His name has been known after being considered successful in changing the face of Surakarta city into a city of tourism, cultural city, and batik city. On September 20, 2012, Joko Widodo succeeded in winning the regional head election of Jakarta. His victory reflected popular support for a young and clean leader, even though he is over 50 years old. We continue with the next event which occurred on June 21, 1970, Sukarno passed away. Sukarno was the first president of the Republic of Indonesia to serve in the period of 1945 to 1966. Sukarno died in Jakarta on June 21, 1970 because of illness. Sukarno played an important role to liberate the Indonesian nation from the Dutch colonialism. He was the proclaimer of Indonesian independence along with Muhammad Hatta on August 17, 1945. Since he was young, Sukarno has been active in the political struggle against the Dutch colonialism. As a consequence of Sukarno's political activities, he was repeatedly imprisoned by the Dutch government. Sukarno is well known as a Pancasila founder because he firstly sparked the concept of Indonesian principle and named it Pancasila. We end today's segment of Today in History with an event which occurred on June 21. The designation of June 21 as Hari Krida Pertanian, or the Agriculture Day, was conducted by the government in 1972. The date of June 21 is the beginning of the first season, which is the beginning of 12 season cycles known by the Indonesian people, covering the movement of the rainy season, drought, wind, insects, and etc. From historical and cultural documents, the important thing for agricultural societies, including livestock, the delivery of praise for their harvest. Based on the understanding of local cultural wisdom, since 1972, the date of 21 of June was used as Hari Krida Pertanian, or Agriculture Day, for all agricultural communities in Indonesia. That was today's segment of Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello, since 1972, date of 21 of June,
and was used as hard Indian or a Greek culture day for all cultural communities in Japan. That was segment today history.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events date in the past.
Always. Focus. Daily news and events.
Since 1772, was used as hard onion or a cultural day for cultural is in Japan. That was meant today history.
Today history. Compilation of several important events in the past.
Always.
Cause. And it's used as
since 1772, one of two was used had an or a cultural day cultural for cultural is in Japan. Segment today history.
Today compilation of several events really important in the past.
Since 1772,
population of important in the past.
Today.
Population of important in the past.
Here is our news in brief. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi held a bilateral meeting with the Maldivian Minister of Foreign Affairs Dr. Muhammad Asim on Wednesday, June 21, 2017 at the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Jakarta. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, accompanied by Vice President Muhammad Yusuf Kalla, attended the iftar with the family of the Indonesian National Police at the Police College in Jakarta on Tuesday. Indonesian Embassy in Kuala Lumpur keeps disseminating information on transportation safety through the Working Unit for the Protection of Indonesian Citizens in Malaysia. The discourse of a five-day school or full-day school system makes pros and cons in society. Regarding this issue, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, after attending a limited cabinet meeting on Tuesday at the Presidential Office Jakarta, said the President has received a report from the Minister of Education and Culture regarding the five-day school. Indonesia exports a number of key commodities to Egypt. These products include crude palm oil and its derivatives, coffee, paper for book printing, tires and rubber. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry will participate at the trilateral meeting with Malaysia and Philippines following the conflict in Marawi. And the last item, Indonesian state-owned toll road operator PT Jasa Marga reports that 434,000 vehicles have left Jakarta via Cengkareng Utama toll entrance for 8 holidays. And that was our news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 95 to 5 kHz. You can also listen to our audio streaming at english.rriworldservice.com. Listener, our next segment is Indonesian Wonder.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semar? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semar. Your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Hyang Darungan Waterfalls in East Java Province. Stay tuned. Listener, Probolinggo is one of regencies in East Java Province. The regency is surrounded by Tengger Hills, Mount Semeru, and Mount Argopuro. So most of the destinations in the regency are mountains or rafting. One of the mountains, which is quite known until abroad, is Mount Bromo. Besides, this regency has natural tour, namely Hyang Darungan Waterfalls. Listener, Hyang Darungan Waterfalls is located at Bremi Village, Krucil Sub-District, Probolinggo Regency, East Java Province. From the center of Probolinggo City to Bremi Tourism Area, visitors must take a trip around 1 hour. If the visitor use public transportation from Probolinggo City, they can use bus to Pajarakan. After arriving at Pajarakan,
The trip is continued by using city's transportation to Brami. Listener, after taking the trip around 2 km from entrance locket of Brami tour, your fatigue will disappear after seeing the beauty of Hyang Darungan waterfalls. At the locations of the tour, there are two waterfalls which are at above and under location. The two of the waterfalls have fresh and cool water. The waterfall which is at under location is 15 meters high and has wide expanse of rock, while to go to waterfall which is at above location, visitors take around 500 meters height from waterfalls at under location. This waterfall is around 20 meters high with wide expanse of rock under it. Listener, to entrance Brami tourism object, visitors must pay a ticket of 3,000 rupiah and parking fee for personal vehicle 3,000 rupiah. At the tourism object, visitors can take a bath, swim, and also set a tent. But please do not forget to bring your own camping equipment. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today, we feature a topic entitled Mendaftar Anggota Perpustakaan, which in English means signing up for library member statement. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Mendaftar. Mendaftar in English, to register. Anggota. Anggota. In English, member. Perpustakaan. Perpustakaan in English, library. Selamat pagi. Selamat pagi. Good morning. Bisa saya bantu? Bisa saya bantu? Can I help you? Ingin, ingin, to want. Menjadi, menjadi, to be. Membawa, membawa, to bring. Kartu identitas, kartu identitas. In English, identity card. Kartu pelajar, kartu pelajar. Student card. Formulir, formulir. In English, form. Sesuai dengan, in English, in accordance with. Data, data, in English, data. Huruf kapital, capital letter. Membayar, membayar, in English, to pay. Iuran tahunan, in English, annual dues. 50 ribu rupiah, 50 ribu rupiah, 50,000 rupiah. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. In English, thank you. Now we give you an example of conversation entitled mendaftar anggota perpustakaan, or in English means signing up for library member. The conversation is between A. Officer and B. Aris. Officer, selamat pagi, ada yang bisa saya bantu? Selamat pagi, ada yang bisa saya bantu? In English, good morning, can I help you? B. Aris, saya ingin mendaftar menjadi anggota perpustakaan. Saya ingin mendaftar menjadi anggota perpustakaan. In English, I want to register myself to be the library member. Officer, apakah Anda membawa kartu identitas? Apakah Anda membawa kartu identitas? In English, do you bring your ID card? Aris, saya membawa kartu pelajar. Saya membawa kartu pelajar. In English, I bring a student card. Officer, silakan isi formulir ini sesuai dengan data pada kartu pelajar Anda. Silakan isi formulir ini sesuai dengan data pada kartu pelajar Anda. In English, you could fill this form in accordance with data in your student card. Gunakan huruf kapital. Gunakan huruf kapital. Please use the capital letters. Aris, baiklah, baiklah. In English, all right. Officer, mohon membayar iuran per tahun sebesar Rp50.000. Mohon membayar iuran per tahun sebesar Rp50.000. In English, you are required to pay Rp50.000 for annual dues. Aris, baiklah, baiklah. In English, all right. Officer, silakan, kartu perpustakaan Anda sudah jadi. Silakan, kartu perpustakaan Anda sudah jadi. In English, here is your librarian card. Aris, ya, terima kasih. Ya, terima kasih. In English, okay, thank you. Listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thank you for your attention. See you again tomorrow and sampai jumpa.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay. I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Harnita, in the regular Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we will present you to Indonesian popular singer, Frida Luciana. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song, entitled Rindu by Frida Luciana. Happy listening. Listen to the song entitled Rindu by Frida Luciana. Sense of Longing is then poured in the poem of song, then composed into beautiful tones. Now, let's come to the next title of song, Nuansa Cinta by Frida Luciana. Enjoy the song.
Kau dan aku, indah cinta.
Frida Luciana was firstly came to the Indonesian pop music initiated by Eros Jarot, who composed a romantic song which appropriate with Frida's vocal character. Frida has appeared in an event aired by a private television station. At that time, around 1995, Frida has finished her college in Surabaya, East Java. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last song, entitled Embun Pagi by Frida Luciana. Happy listening and sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.